Honey, there's something we need to talk about, and I'm afraid it can't wait. I'm afraid it's serious, extremely serious. I found it, all of it, on your computer. The dating websites, the Twitter DMs, the Discord messages, even the dirty chats you were having through Reddit. You fucking bastard. Why are you doing this to me? Didn't we say we would always tell each other everything? I'm an idiot for even trusting you. Does our marriage mean nothing to you? Let go of me, right now! I swear to God, if you don't let me go right now, I will call the cop and I will tell them you hit me. The marks on my wrist will be all the proof they need. Okay, okay, that's better. Now, go sit down, I mean it. Here's what's going to happen. Both of us are going to sit down and talk about this until we figure out what comes next. I've already called my mother and packed a bag. I love you. You have to know I love you. It feels like I'm having a nightmare and I can't wake up. How could you possibly do this to me? I said, do not touch me. I don't need any comfort from you, not when you're the cause of my grief. Sit back down. I am deadly serious. How did I find out? Really? That's your first reaction? Not, I'm sorry, or it was a mistake. I found out 2 weeks ago. I opened your laptop and all of your tabs were still open and sign in. I assume you're just done jerking off and when you finish, you just close the lid instead of exiting the browser. Why did I wait before telling you? I honestly don't know. I've been a complete mess since I first saw the messages. I haven't been able to think straight. Maybe I wanted to give you a chance to come clean on your own, but now I see that it was foolish of me. God, there were so many messages, so many different women. Are you really that desperate? We still have sex, don't we? Aren't I enough for you? If you weren't satisfied, why didn't you tell me instead of going to all those online slots? What's that supposed to mean? You wanted something new. Does that make me something old? Do you think that gives you an excuse to cheat? Is that what you told your whore while you were fucking them? That your wife is too old and ugly and you can't get it up for her anymore? What? You really expect me to believe you didn't have sex with any of those women? Not even once? Don't you lie to me. Not about this. I saw those chat logs. They sent you nude photos and you sent them nude photos back. You were even discussing dates to meet up with one of them. So, you didn't fuck any of them yet? Well, that's still cheating. The sexting, the nudes, none of that is okay. Oh, God. Why do I feel relieved? How pathetic is that? That I feel genuine relief that my husband is only planning to fuck a bunch of sluts behind my back and has not yet actually fucked them. I feel relieved and furious and I'm dealing with a lot of emotions right now and it's not easy for me to make sense of them, okay? What do I want to do? I don't know. How about you start by answering some questions honestly? Now that it's all out in the open, we can at least have a frank discussion about why you did it, and maybe that will help me get some closure. I don't know. Let's start with how long has this been going on? 6 months? Oh, I'm an idiot. I could feel something was up, but I put those feelings aside. I told myself I was just being paranoid. I've always been a jealous person. I didn't want to ruin our relationship on the basis of a hunch. Now I know better. Okay, next question. Did you ever send nude photo of yourself to these women? I know I can see it on the logs. I want you to admit it, though. Say it. I send photos of my dick to women who are not my wife. It's good to hear you admit it. Now, did you chat with women on other platforms than the ones I found? Jesus, I missed that many? Did you quit your job? How did you have time to manage all of that? You can bet you are giving me your computer and showing me every last one of those accounts. Why do I need to see them? So I can figure out how much damage control I need to do? Did you send any that included your face? Oh God, did you send any that included me? So you did include your face. Great. Let's hope that doesn't come back to bite you in the ass. What do you mean I may have been in the background of some of these photos? Exactly how much of what part of me did you send to whom? This is absolutely the wrong time to hold things back from you right now. What? You sent photos of me? That's a total violation of my trust. How could you send a photo of me without my permission? Fully clothed? That one of us at the lake last year? So you never sent any nude photos of me? Why would these girls ask for any photos of me at all, much less clothed one? They want proof you married before they'll fuck you? That's insane! And what do you mean they want to compare themselves to me? Do they make fun of me? They do? That's terrible. That's sick. I'm getting sick to my stomach just thinking about those horrors, seeing photos of me, laughing at me, calling me old and telling you that her breasts are much nicer and more firm than mine. I'm going to need to see everything this woman said about me. You hear me? Everything. No, don't get them out now. I still have more questions for you. When you were talking about what you would do with these women, did you ever discuss specific acts that you wanted them to do? I know sometimes men cheat because they want a particular sexual act that their wife don't do, but I think I've been pretty accommodating, haven't I? No. We do not need to talk about this right now. What exactly were you asking this woman for? I don't think I've ever turned you down for anything you've asked for that wasn't absolutely crazy. What? Blowjobs? But I give you blowjob all the time. I gave you one 2 months ago, a long one. I want to know more about those blowjobs. Like, give me details. What exactly do you mean? Is it the length? Is it the techniques? Is it the movements? 5 minutes is a long blowjob. Do you have any idea how uncomfortable it is to be in that position? Now you're just being silly. What did these girls promise you? A 10-minute blowjob? Hours? They said they would suck your dick for hours? That's preposterous. How could these girls possibly spend hours giving you oral sex? What if you came? They would get semen in their mouth and then they'd have to take a break to wash their mouth out. Swallow? What do you mean they swallow? You mean they would just swallow your cum? I thought that was something that only happened in porn. This woman seriously expect you to believe they'll suck your dick for hours and then swallow your cum? So that clip was about. The one where the girl makes those horrible slurping noises on the popsicle for 2 minutes? I was wondering what that was about. What a disgusting whore. Her libido is totally out of control. As is yours for buying into this. What else then? What else did this slut promise to do to you? Ew. Anal sex? Please, please be joking. We had this discussion back when we were dating. I thought I set you straight on this. It's disgusting and unhygienic. No reasonable woman is going to let you do that to her. I blame porn for this. It has totally destroyed your sense of what sex should be like. I can't imagine how painful it would be to have anything shoved up there, much less something as big as your penis. She sent you what? A video of her putting a dildo up her... No, impossible. You have to show me the... What I mean to say is that that's horrifying, and I'm glad I didn't find that particular clip. Your sexual tastes are so deviant. You aren't the same man I'm married. Please, please, please tell me that you didn't actually get aroused when those women talk like this, right? When you chatted with the women, did you, you know, get off? Did you actually ejaculate an orgasm to the thought of doing horrible, degrading things to women behind your wife's back? You did? Oh, God. I have no idea what I'm gonna do. Did you think at all about how I would feel at any time during this? What would I do if other people found out you were like this? I'd never be able to show my face around town again. People would laugh at me wherever I went, whisper to one another, "There she is! There she goes! She has no ID! Her husband is making a total fool out of her!" I wouldn't even be able to get coffee without wondering if you had fucked the barista. What? Sorry, I got caught up imagining that terrible scenario. I thank you at least for being honest about your dysfunctions. Okay. I think it's time we make some very difficult decisions. You've done something terribly wrong, immoral and hurtful to me. You are going to spend the rest of your life apologizing to me for it, and I don't think that even a lifetime of repentance is going to make us even. As much as I would like to divorce you and leave you to wallow in your debauchery, we have children, and for the sake of those children, we need to stay together. However, I don't think I'm capable of satisfying your more advanced desires. It's clear you have some kind of deep need of sexual acts that I'm not willing to perform. Rather than leave these desires to fester into even more outrageous conduct, I think it might be necessary to treat these desires on a strictly limited basis. Don't look shocked. I'm making the hard decision that needs to be made to save this family. This is not a reward or a concession. Think of it more like a methadone treatment. You will be given limited access to a less dangerous version of the thing you truly desire. And like any methadone treatment, your treatment will be strictly supervised. I expect any and all communication between you and another woman to be shared with me immediately. Is that clear? Especially when the communication is sexual in nature. I need to keep watch and make sure you aren't doing anything crazy. Yes, that includes conversations you may have with this woman about me. It doesn't matter how degrading or insulting they are about me or my body. You have to show me those texts. When it comes to meeting these women, you absolutely must keep me in the loop. That includes telling me about scheduled dates and sending me regular updates while you are on the date. Before you even send a message to a potential partner, I need to see her profile and approve. I have to do this because otherwise, knowing you, you will make terrible decisions that involve you with dangerous people. Now, when it comes to sex. No. We have to discuss this, every single aspect of it. Otherwise, it won't work. When it comes to sex, I'm not going to tolerate anything less than total transparency. I want to know when you plan to have sex. Where you plan to have sex, who you're having sex with, and I want a text or a call before it starts, and another when it finishes. You need to tell me everything you got up to, in as much detail as possible. Hopefully that requirement will steer you away from more dangerous acts, because you'll be too embarrassed to describe them to me. When you get home from having sex, I expect you to describe them to me in person exactly as you did them. Thrust by thrust if necessary. Of course, you could lie about some of the more sordid details. I know. In order to keep you honest, you are going to have to prove to me you did what you said you did. That means pictures, videos, audio recordings. I may also call your partner and have her tell me what you did. That way, I'll know if what you're telling me matches up. It's disgusting thinking I'll have to review videos of my husband fucking another woman in the ass, but I can't see any other way of making our marriage work. When I think about it, the safest place for you to do all of this is really our home. As much as it pains me to think about you defiling our marriage bed with a procession of sorority sluts and Tinder dates and deranged internet perverts, at least it'll happen in a controlled environment. Don't worry, I won't get in your way. I'll retire to the guest bedroom and try my best not to think about what my husband is doing in the next room. Please remember that the master and the guest bedroom share a wall, and if you are too loud, I will be able to hear everything. Every squeak of the bed springs, every thrust, every moan, every piece of pillow talk. If it's not possible for me to be home, I will require you to document the encounter thoroughly. We may have to repurpose a nanny cam for this. Well, honey, I've laid out the rules for you. Do you understand them? Do you understand what you have to do to be allowed to fuck your cheap sluts? I hope you're grateful your wife is so dutiful. She's willing to go to this kind of length to save you from yourself. I expect you to adhere to this rule absolutely. Do you agree? Good. But there is one more rule, honey, and this one is the most important one, and I am not kidding. If you break this rule, I will file for divorce immediately. I don't ever want to find out that you, even once, used a condom with one of those women. I don't want you to shower after you fucked them either. Not until I've had the chance to suck the taste off her right off your bare cock. I want to taste her, to remind myself of how little I'm worth to you. I don't ever want to be allowed to forget. I'm not enough for my husband. Okay, Oni, like I said, I'm off to my mother's for a week. I'm taking the kids, and when I get back, I expect to find a huge mess in our marital bed and a thorough report on how it got there. Bye. Love you.